Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well today. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Job 24:13-27:23, Psalm 105:28-36, Proverbs 21:27-28, and 1 Corinthians 10:6-24. Today we're going to be talking about, Lord, help me. How many of you have been there? How many of you can relate to that statement? How many of you have said it? How many of you have said it more than once? So let's dive into what we got to talk about today. Our focal passage is going to come from 1 Corinthians 10:13, which says, God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. One perspective on the phrase, do not bring us into temptation, tells us that if we pray for the ability to recognize temptation when it comes our way, then we will be able to confront it and turn it to advantage. Another interpretation explains that this is a prayer for us to be kept back from more temptation than what we can cope with. It's like saying, Lord, help us not to get involved in more temptation than we can handle. This view, as some people are sure that you can see at once, makes good sense and could very well be what Jesus meant. One of the biographers of the intrepid missionary tells us, in his early days in China, Hudson Taylor met with several great disappointments. One day, after a spat of troubles, he took a hold of a guide who had demanded an outrageous fee for him and shook him violently. After a few hours later, he realized that he had denied his Lord by this action, and after searching his heart for the reason why he had succumbed to anger and violence, he realized that he had been so preoccupied with his problems that he failed to commit his ways to the Lord. His biographer continued by saying, if Hudson Taylor had prayed the prayer, Lord, lead us not into temptation, and committed his ways to the Lord, then perhaps the Spirit would have been able to have directed his path so that he would have been not have faced more temptation than he could bear. It's an intriguing thought. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, though the meaning of this phrase is not clear, one thing is, we need your help at every stage of our earthly pilgrimage, for we cannot face temptation alone. So stay with us every day, every hour, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Acts 5:1-11, Proverbs 1:10, Proverbs 4:14, and Romans 6:13, and keep these two questions in mind. What did Ananias and Sapphira yield? Why did Ananias and Sapphira yield to temptation? And two, what was Paul's antidote? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.